Let's get Walter on here. Walter Crawford is the executive director of the World Bird Sanctuary, and we asked him to come on here yesterday with a listener by the name of Jeff Mild, who had sent me some video of the Anheuser-Busch Budweiser sign that is just off Highway 40, right around Grand. It's a landmark here in St. Louis. And Jeff had said that for all those years he had seen it, and it was spectacular and graceful and an icon of the city. But a few years ago, AB had the sign restored, and he thinks that ever since then, the eagle has been flying backwards. And so we put the video up on my website. If you want to see it, it's available right now on harrisonline.com. And, Walter, I got to tell you, most of the people who are not bird experts like you are, who have gone to my site and seen it, they agree with Jeff that the eagle is flying backwards. But now that you've not only had a chance to see that, but you actually went out in person last night, what is your professional opinion?
Well, first of all, you don't want to stand out along Highway 40 in the afternoon traffic. I found that out.
That's for sure.
Aside from that, actually, I went down there. I took another person with me. Plus, we had five of our staff review the video. And we're looking at this from a standpoint. First of all, it's a neon sign. So they do have some, you know, restrictions on them on how they can make this bird work. And it looks like to us that when the eagle appears to be going backwards, the sign seems to be resetting itself. In other words, it looks like you mentioned yesterday there's five different segments of this particular sign.
Jeff said it's a five-step animation
exactly,
that they have.
It was exactly correct, and I went through each one of those, and I played it for the staff. We all sat here and went over and over and over, and I did last night again. And it appears to us that when, first of all, the only thing that we really think is a little bit out of whack, but that's, I think, because of the restrictions they had of the size, is the umbrella shape of the wings when the bird appears to be flying. That I think they had to do that because of the restrictions on the size of the sign.
Okay.
They did that. And when the feet are coming down to land on the A, right after that, it looks like the sign resets itself so that the bird goes backwards to start over on the four forward movements again. And that's the only thing we could possibly think. It looks to us like the sign is resetting itself, putting the bird back to the first step so that it can go through 2, 3, 4, and 5.
I see.
And, you know, it does look like when you look at that, especially if you look at a segment at a time and you freeze it, it looks like the bird is going backwards. And I guess the only reason they do that is I don't know how else they get the bird back from, you know, the fifth one back to the first one.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to make it six steps where the sixth step would be a complete blackout and there wouldn't be anything there.
That's the only thing I would suggest, Anheuser-Busch, if they blacked out that number six step and then took it back and let it reset itself. Because the bird, I mean, it's like Jeff said, it's a beautiful sign, and it, you know, it was really impressive.
Yep.
Except it wasn't a good idea to be out there on a highway that time of night. But aside from that, you know, when it appears to be the feet are coming down, like on that one segment, the bird has to go back.
Right.
And it appears that that's starting over the whole sequence again. That's the only thing we can find. The only thing that looks a little unnatural is that the curvature of the wings, that umbrella-shaped curve when it's flying, that's, I think, again, because they only have so much space on that sign to do it. And, again, you're dealing with neon here, and I don't know anything about how they make those tubes and how they put that together. That's well beyond my expertise. But, you know, the sign looks great. Like Jeff said, it's an icon of St. Louis. It's a beautiful sign. But the only thing we can figure out is that one step appears to be resetting the other four.
All right.
That may be where it looks like it's going backwards.
All right. Here's an official statement that we got from Anheuser-Busch this afternoon. Bill Ettling, one of their PR people, sent this over and said, "Paul, we appreciate all the interest in our Highway 40 A and Eagle neon sign." I didn't know that was the official name of it.
I did not know it had that
name. But when you think about it, it makes sense because it's the
A and the Eagle.
He says, "This historic sign has been a landmark in our community since it was put up in 1962, and we agree it's important that it accurately depicts an eagle in flight. We're currently looking into this to ensure the sign's accuracy." But Walter Crawford of the World Bird Sanctuary, you're saying they don't have to worry about it, that they already have it right.
Well, I think what they need to do is look at the sequence and see if there's a way to start that sequence over.
So it doesn't
look
like
having that bird go backwards. Jeff is exactly right. The bird appears to be going in a rear movement to get it back to start over the four following sequences. And I think if they could figure a way to do that, which I'm sure they can, that would solve Jeff's problem. I think it make it more accurate as far as he's concerned.
All right, Walter, I appreciate your time and especially you risking your life to go out there and actually study this thing in person. So why don't we take a moment here and give a plug for the World Bird Sanctuary, for goodness sake, for people.
Anything for you guys at KMOX.
Well, give the WBS a little plug here for people who aren't familiar with who you guys are and what you do and where you are.
Well, we're right out here in Valley Park, and they can go to our website, the worldbirdsanctuary.org, and it gives them all the information on where we are and how to get here.
Okay.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much,
Walter.
Good
to hear you, as always, on KMOX.
Take care.
I appreciate it. Walter Crawford from the World Bird Sanctuary.